Yom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yom Bavli, Daf Kuf Ches. Begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Ayin Aleph and Medalas, the Mishnah. That's halacha base. Ezu hikatana, v'yisrich alema'in, o shesiyasa imma o yachera, medato, esiyush medato, eina sich alema'in. Which minor nisid umiyin means to leave a husband without the get? It's anyone that her mother and brothers married her off with her consent or knowledge. If she was married without her das, then she need not do mean. Rechananya ben Antignus oimer kotinoikes sheni yuchal shma es kedusher in sicha lemain. Rechananya ben Antignus said any girl too immature to guard her kedushin money need not do mean. Reza oimer in masa katana ela kemufuta. Reza says the actions of a minor have no effect. She's like one who was enticed to have relations. If she's a bas yisrael married to a kohen, she does not eat truma. If she's a bas kohen married to a yisrael, she may eat truma. The Gemara says, "Ezu ledata, what's considered with her das? Avala kanun amelabshin la kuzmirin amedachrin la gevel." The answer is, they make a chuppa, clothe her with ornaments, and explain that this will be her husband. What is considered without her das? They make a chuppah, clothe her with ornaments, and don't explain this will be her husband. Ma chalukin al Rabbi Chananya ben Antignus. Do Chacham disagree with Rabbi Chananya ben Antignus? Mima da'am Rabbi Yochanan ezu hi katana shisricha lizgarish kof shenoyslin la gita v'tabache imoi v'hi moitzia oisoi la'achazman. Now, since Rabbi Yochanan said which minor needs to be divorced and mean doesn't suffice, it's anyone that they give to her get and something else with it. She takes out her get afterwards when they request it, means she knows how to guard it. So, this is older than the shear that Rabbi Chananya ben Antignus gave, and therefore it shows that Chacham disagree with Rabbi Chananya ben Antignus and Rabbi Yochanan holds on the Chachamim. Rava says the actions of a minor have no effect. The husband does not merit her mitzvahs or her earnings, and he cannot annul her vows. It is as if she's not his wife in every way, just she needs miyun from him, meaning she may not leave without miyun or get. Yeshua says that he merits her mitzvahs and earnings, he can annul her vows, and she's like his wife in every way, but she can leave him through Mian. Amr Bishmal, Chizalti, Al Kol, Midos Chachomim, Lemotsasi, Adam, Shemidosei, Shave, Bekatana, Putzim Midos, Beleze, Elishu, Amar, Shehisricha, Memenu, Mionin. Shmuel says, I pursued all Midos of Chachomim, and I didn't find anyone consistent about the Katana except Reb Lezer, just she needs Mion from him. Amr Yavu, Masa, Be'imo, Shor Reb Lezer, Shehisa, Dechekes, Boy, Laseis, Es, Basachoisoi, Ve'aimela, Biti, Lechi, Inasi, Biti, Lechi, Inasi, Achamalai, Hare Ani, Shifra, Lecha, Lechoit, Ragli, Abdi Adoni. Yabo said a case occurred with Reb Lezer's mother. She was pressuring him to marry the daughter of his sister, and he said to her, my daughter, go marry, and she said, I'm a slave to you to wash the feet of the slaves of my master. Even so, he married her, but no relations with her until she brought two heirs of adulthood, and after that, she cannot do me in. As Reb Lezer, Mao Shita Mayan Boy, Retito Knas Menu. The Gemara asks, according to Reb Lezer, may she do mion to him and collect a fine from him because he enticed her to have relations with him without marriage. That's to Reb Yeshua, Mao Shitimayim Boy Retito Knas Ma'acher. According to Reb Yeshua, if there was chuppah and witnesses testify that there was no relations, may she do mion to him and collect a fine from others, means that she like a basula who was never married. Mao Shitimayim Boy Retaaka Gita, Chalala Umamderes. The Gemara asked, may she do miyun and uproot her get in the case that she remarried a kohen and became a chalala, or before the get she had relations with another man and became pregnant with a mamzeres. V'yisak shal, ma'u v'yitimayim boi v'tachzeh le'mazoynes avia. V'yisak asked, can she do miyun and return to food of a father's house, of a father's estate. After a man dies, his son doesn't inherit his property, but they must feed his daughters until Bagrus or Nisuin. He said that she is never married. Shita Shena Chazorus and Mazonis Balo, Shekin Hukisavla, Baat, Tahavian, Yasla Bavesi, Midzanus, Minichsi, Belesi, Besa, Laisucha Delai, Marsha Timayan, Baritachsor, and Mazonis Avir. Obviously, if a minor was widowed, remarried to Midrabonon and did Neon, she does not return to be fed from the estate of her first husband, because this is what he writes in the Ksuba, you will sit in my house and be fed to my property. And when she left, this is not her house. We need not teach that she's not fed. However, he asks, can she do me in return to food of her father's estate? Taman Taninan, Cotton Chile of Yesh de Saras, Rehuda Oime Chumasai Chuma. The Mishnah says that a minor who did not bring to Hez, Rehuda says that what he declares Chuma is Chuma. Tani b'shem Reb Meir, la'olam ein tumasa truma, ad shehevi shtei saras, whereas Reb Abaye and Reb Meir that says his truma is not truma until he brings two hairs. Rabbi Avin kana b'shem Reb Ila, la'tisa la'achit, es shehu b'nasiyas avin, toyim es shehu b'nasiyas avin in a toyim. Rabbi Avin Kahana, quoting Reb Ila, said that he learns from the pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Yudches pasuk Lama Beis, and you shall not bear sin. One who can bear sin means if he separates bad produce for truma, he can be toyim, means declare truma. One who cannot bear sin, meaning a minor, he cannot be toyim, he cannot declare truma. It's even akum harieno benasiyas alvein toyim. We object because a gentile cannot bear sin for truma, yet he can be toyim. Yosef b'shem Rabbi La, benechshav lachem haramoisam, it's a kosav by machshava toyim, it's a kosav by machshava. Yosi, quoting Rila, said the Meir learns from the Pasuk there, Pasuk Chav Zayin, and it will be considered a thought for you, and you shall raise up the Truma. One about whom it's written intent means an adult. He can be Toyim. One about it's not written intent, he cannot be Toyim. Ativun, Hare Goyim, Hare Ein Kosuk, Bahen, Machshava, V'Toyim, Shisei V'Tani, Rabbi Hoshe, Goyim, Ein Le Machshava. We ask that intent is not written about Gentiles, and they can be Torahim, and we also taught that Gentiles don't have intent. Which is, they can achshir, can le truma. And says this, the Rehoshe taught that Gentiles do not have intent for achshir. This, Gentiles have intent, is for truma. We acha ba'achinana, b'shem kahana, k'tibi mishu oime, eina Torahim, ba'eina mekadish. We acha ba'achinana, quoting kahana, said, according to the one who says that a minor cannot be Torahim, he cannot make hektish. Why didn't he say, according to the one who says that he can be Torahim, he can be Magdish? Again, it's because it's not completely true, because if Yehuda says he can be Torahim, he cannot make Hekdish. Rabbi Yochanan says, even according to the opinion that he cannot be Torahim, he can make Hekdish. Now, Makadish Oilim Shlomim, what can I be Magdish? Oila and Shlomim. Avichatas chilev in yochol shein le chatas chilev. Chatas dam in yochol shein le chatas dam. He cannot be makdish chatas for eating chilev because he has no chiyuv to offer a korban chatas chilev. He cannot bring a chatas for blood because he has no chiyuv to offer a chatas for blood. Moshe avi korban ziva ve korban saras ma'achav shichiva ein amevi ma'achav shimetame b'hen mevi. You ask, can he bring a korban Ziva or Korban for Soas, since it's an obligation he does not bring, or since he receives these tumors he brings. If you say, Pshitalach, maybe Mao Shiath Ben Shliach. The answer, and we question that surely he does bring, but can he be a Shliach for them? Ma'achashi Matam Behen Nas Ben Shliach, or Ma'achashi Inan Nas Shliach, Nicholadvorim Inan Nas Ben Shliach. Since he receives these tumors he can be a Shliach, or do we say, since he cannot be a Shliach for all things, he cannot be a Shliach here? If you have a Yudan, Ari Yeshlecha, Yeshlai Tevel, Dvatera, Poite Tivlai, Dvatera. Yudan questioned that just because a person is relevant to a parsha doesn't show that he can be a Shliach because he has Tevel Midaraisa. Can he exempt his Tevel Midaraisa? He says he can't. And even Rabbi Yehuda holds that a minor without Das cannot make Tumah. Acha Afa Hishu Matami Bahen, Eina Naaseh Shliach. Also here, even though he received these tumas, he cannot be a Shliach. Moshe Avi Bikurim, can a minor bring Bikurim? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Hukshu, Lekadshi Agvul, Eina Maybe. The answer is according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says that Bikurim are equated to Kadshi Agvul, which is tumas. He doesn't bring, just like he cannot be Torim, according to the opinion that a minor cannot be Torim. He himself holds that a minor can be Torim. Rabbanon, the in Amrin, Hikshu, Lekadji Amigdash, maybe. According to Rabbanon, who say that they are equated to Kadji Amigdash, he brings just like he can bring Korbanos. Maroshavi Chagiga, can he bring a Korban Chagiga? Machashu Choyvain, maybe, or Machashu Mishan Elishim Shlomim, maybe. Since it's an obligation, he doesn't bring, or you could say since he changes it to a shlomim, if he didn't offer it during the regal, he offers it for a shlomim afterwards, therefore he can bring. As you say, Nemau Shavi Pesach, can he bring a Pesach? Nachash Yechaiva Ein Maybe, or Nachash Ta'am Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Rav Shimon Roshia, maybe, who Adam Pesach Meshayim Reis Hashanah, Mishanel Hashem Shlomim, maybe. This is an obligation he doesn't bring, or since the Shlokish said in the name of Rehoshia that one may bring a Pesach and change it to a Shlomim, therefore he brings. Masha Avi Masa Behema, can he bring Masa Behema? In his book, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir Omer, Mikom Masa Yisichim, Hukshu Masa Yisichel Azeh, Kishem She'enai Mevi Masa Dog, and Kachina Mevi Masa Behema. The answer is, if one holds like Rabbi Meir, but Meir says, from the Pasuk Bamidbar, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chof Ches, from all of your tithes, that Pasuk equates masses to each other, just like he cannot bring masses of grain, so he cannot bring masses of behema. Ma'u shiyaseh tumura, can a minor make tumura? In Yisbek Reb Meir, damakot mikom masses sechem, hukshu masses zel azeh. Now we skip the next two lines, it should say, v'yisbek Reb Shimon, da'ama masses behema limed al akadshim, kol akadshim to the tumura, Kishem she'ena mevi masa dogon, kach ena mevi masa behema. Kishem she'ena mevi masa behema, kach ena oisa tmura. I should say, kishem she'ena mema, boy, kach ena mema, b'chol ha'kodshim. Now, if one holds like Rameya, the Rameya says that phrase, from all your tithes, equates masas to each other, and he holds like Rabbi Shimon, who says that masa behema teaches about all kodshim for tmura, just like he cannot bring masa of grain, so he cannot bring masa behema. Because he cannot bring Masa Behema, he cannot make Tumura of it. Just like he cannot make a Tumura of it, he cannot make Tumura of all Kodjim. Moshe Hu Chayovim Al Kodosh of Bahuds is one liable for Shechita of a minor's Kodjim outside the Mikdash. Kana Amar in Chayovim Al Kodosh of Bahuds. Kana answered one is not liable for his Kodjim outside. Yechon of Shimon Lokish Cheyon Amrin Chayovim Al Kodosh of Bahuds. Yechon of Shlokish answered that one is liable for his Kodjim outside. Kashid of Kahana, I'll do Yehuda, to be Yehuda Paita, Tivloi, Dvateira, Adam, Achim. We have a question against of Kahana, because Rabbi Yehuda holds unlike him, because Yehuda holds that the miner's truma exempts his tevel with the raisa, and you say that one is exempt for Shachutei Chutz of his kodshim. Madama Melehem Kiblu Alehem is a Masa. The Yehuda is sort of the opinion that they accepted Masa on themselves from the time of the second base mikdash and onwards, the obligation is only midrabanon. There's no source that a minor can make kedusha midraisa. Kasha to Rabbi Yochanan, al to Rabbi Yehoshua. Yisuea to Rabbanon, if you say, Evim Dorea, Torah, about Dama Achin. We have a question against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehoshua said earlier that her husband can annul her vows. Our marriage is midrabanon, he can annul her vows, which Rabbi Yochanan holds are midraisa. Can you say such a thing? Rabbi Zeira answered that the correct text of Rabbi Yeshua does not say that he can annul her vows based on Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, lest it be unlike this teaching of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Nissa Shal, he came Ba'asuris. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Likin Al-Asuris. Nissa asked that why must we change the text? We can say that Rabbi Yeshua means that he can annul her Asuris, which means what she should be to others. Rabbi Yochanan says that one does not receive lashes for asuris, means they're only the drabbanon, therefore he can annul them. Havi hahi de taninan taman kodin uzbanazeh, havi pisha omu yoidin onu l'shem mi nadanu or l'shem mi gishonu, ein nidreim nidoim ein ekdishon hektif. The Mishnah taught over there before this time, before the year before adulthood, Even if a boy and girl said, we know to whom we vowed and to whom we made hekdesh, if vows are not vowed, then the hekdesh is not hekdesh. L'achav man hazeh, af apisha omru, ein anu yoidim l'shem min adarnu, or l'shem mi hekdesh anu, nedreyem, nedorim, hekdesh and hekdesh. After this time, which means once they're already in adulthood, even if they said, we don't know to whom we vowed and to whom we made hekdesh, their vows are vows and the hekdesh is hekdesh. Through the year before adulthood, their vows and hekdesh are valid only if they know to whom they vowed and made hekdesh. Adam asnisa mahu. The Gemara asks, like, whom is this Mishnah? Adas de kahana v'machlekes adas de v'yirchanan v'pshim melokesh divar kol. The Gemara answers, according to kahana, it's like one opinion in the dispute means the one who says that a minor can declare truma and hekdesh. According to v'yirchanan v'shlokesh, it's like everyone. V'yirchanan said that even according to the opinion that he cannot be toyrim, he can be makdish. Now to halacha gimel. Rezeh ben Yaakov oime, kol akavashi min ha'ish, kilu hi ishtari, v'chol akavashi ein min ha'ish, kilu ein ishtari. Rezeh ben Yaakov says any hindrance to the marriage from him, it's as if she was his wife, as we'll explain in the next Mishnah. Any hindrance not from him, it's as if she was not his wife. Gemara says, Tani, Rezeh ben Yaakov oime, kol akavashi min ha'ish, kilu shihi ishtari, beget v'shein min ha'ish, kilu shein ishtari, mi'unim. The Gemara brings the baisa of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, any hindrance from him, it is as if she was his wife. This is when he divorced her with a get. Any hindrance not from him, it is as if she was not his wife. This is when she left through Mion. When I say halacha dalad, ma'enes be'ish, hu mutar b'kor hisar, vi mutar b'kor hivav, le'pasim in a kahuna. If a girl does Mion to her husband, he's permitted to her relatives, and she's permitted to his relatives, and he did not disqualify her from kahuna. Nothing I get. Who asur b'kor yisar, b'hi asur b'kor yivav, u'pasim in a kahuna. If he gave to her a get, he's forbidden to her relatives, and she's forbidden to his relatives, and he disqualifies her from kahuna. Nothing a get, v'echfira, mi'en aboi v'nisif l'ache, v'nis almana, oi nis gausha, muteris l'achzoloi. If he gave her a get and he married her, and she did mi'en, married someone else, and was widowed or divorced, she may return to her first husband. Mi'en aboi v'echfira, if she did Mion and he remarried her and divorced her, and she married someone else and was widowed or divorced, she may not return to him. The rule is, if the get followed the Mion, she may not return to her first husband. If the Mion follows the get, she may return. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yonai, Ein Ba Mishum Ziyum Kahuna, Ein Beis Din Mezamim Oisa." Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yonai, said that when the Mion followed the get, she is not repulsed to Kahuna, meaning she Kahanim may marry her Lachatala, and Beis Din does not repulse her to Kahuna. Okay. And Ma'enes Beish Benisus Laachia VeGirusha Laachia Mion Aboy Laachia VeGirusha Laachia Mion Aboy Kol Shiyosim Mina VeGet Asura Lachzolay BeMion Mutas Lachzolay. Misha says, if she did Mion to a man, married someone else, and was divorced, she married someone else and did Mion, she married another man and was divorced, the rule is, she may not return to one who divorced her, but she may return to one who she did Mion to. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Yonai, ein ba ela mishum ziyum kahuna ve'im bifden mezamim oisa. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yonai, said that if she was divorced from a man and her last marriage ended through Mion, she is only repulsed to Kahuna, means Kahanim refrained from marrying her, but Beis Din does not repulse her, means they rule that she is permitted. Mion nullifies all the previous gittin that she received because it proves that she was never married, midoraisa. And Rabbi Yosef ben Bun, v'hu shehei haget v'seif. Rabbi Yosef ben Bun said the Mishnah forbids her to return to one who divorced her. This is if she left him the last time with a get, but if the last time she left him was to Mion, she may return to him, means the law of the previous Mishnah applies even though she married also others.